Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and you can call directly into the studio right now. Whether you're listening live or a delayed broadcast, the number is, of course, the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Had to get my mic set up.
It works.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I had it down below my chin. So, but welcome to Basic Gospel, folks. We're sure glad you have joined with us today. We do have plenty of open lines at 844-322-2742. Let's talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever you're dealing with. And certainly all of us have a lot to deal with.
Yes.
How to adjust to this new normal that's being thrust upon us. So let's talk about it at 844-322-2742. Wanted to read this passage, and boy, what an encouraging passage this is. It's out of Hebrews chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. And certainly we would love to hear a word from God now.
Yes.
Well, he is speaking to us. He's not speaking to us in the way that he did back then. He's speaking to us in a different way, and he's going to tell us about that. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. So the message is now through Jesus. So the message before came through the prophets. And that message that God gave to the prophets was a message about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, now Jesus has come on the scene, so God is speaking to us through Jesus. And what we learn about God in this message that's being given through Jesus is that God is a God of love. God is a God that cares for us. God is a God that is concerned about our well-being. God is a God of rescue, and the fact that he sent Jesus to rescue us from sin and death so that we could experience new life in him. God is a God of grace. God is a God of mercy. So we learn a lot about God through this message, through this word that he is speaking to us in and through Jesus. Now, concerning Jesus in verse 3, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
Wow.
So what do we learn about Jesus Christ? That he is the radiance of the glory of God. If we want to see the glory of God in its fullness, we look at the face of Jesus Christ.
And if there's any power in the universe, it's him.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He is the power that's within this universe. So he's that radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature. So God and Jesus aren't two separate entities.
Right.
They're a part of the Godhead. They make up the one God that we love and serve. Mm-hmm. And so the nature of Jesus is the same nature as God the Father. Their essence is one and the same. And then it says, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. And that's exactly what you were just saying, Bob, that if there's a power in the world, he's it.
You hear people saying, well, the universe did this or the universe did that. It blessed. Well, not really.
Not really. This is all about Jesus.
That's
he's
right.
The one that this world came into being through and by. So Jesus upholds the universe by the word of his power. So right now, it looks like the world is spinning out of control with this COVID thing that has hit us, that has been thrust upon us. Well, the world is not spinning out of control. Jesus has it in his hands. He is holding it together by the word of his power. So he has done so since the very beginning of time. He's doing so right now. He will continue to do so. So that truth in and of itself should ease the mind, should comfort the soul, should bring rest to our spirits.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is holding this world or this universe. He is upholding it by the word of his power. Now, after making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. So there's a lot being said about the angelic world, has been for years and years and years. Well, they're nothing compared to Jesus. He is far superior in every way, as his name is far superior in every way. So we need to recognize that we serve a God in Jesus Christ that is interested in us, that cares for us, that provided purification for our sins, and that he right now is upholding our universe together. So let's trust him and let this truth be the very comfort for our souls and the very truth that renews this mind of ours so that we can see the wisdom of God and know how to apply it in this particular situation.
Indeed. Well, Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we are glad that you're with us, friends. If you have something you'd like to discuss, a question, or perhaps an issue you're struggling with, well, we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. If it's roughly 5-6 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is Basic Gospel Live, and you can call right into the studio right now. 844-322-2742. And as Bob was saying, confusion and worry abound concerning this COVID-19 a virus outbreak, and the uncertainty, of course, makes it difficult to live in peace each day for a lot of people. Yet we know that God cares for us, and to help you understand that Jesus Christ, in him, you are on solid ground, well, we're offering a free copy of our pamphlet called The Biblical Path to Peace. As you work through the scriptures it outlines, you'll be encouraged and strengthened through the truth of that peace that passes all understanding, namely, Jesus Christ. For your free copy, visit basicgospel.net/peace. Again, that's basicgospel.net/peace. Well, again, that's Basic Gospel, and we have an open line at 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Louisville and talk to our good friend Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. I've got two questions. I'll be brief. I don't understand. I've never understood the hypocrite, take the log out of your own eye before you try to take the speck out of somebody else's.
Okay.
That's always eluded me. What does it mean, and who is he talking to?
Well, he's given the Sermon on the Mount, so he has a lot of people gathered around him, and he is just laying out some teaching, some real truth. And he's making a judgment against self-righteousness. And there were a lot of people in that day. There are a lot of people in our day. We judge one another. So we look at the wrong that somebody else is doing, and we make a judgment against that person. Well, what he's saying is simply this, Mary Jo. Don't worry so much about that other person. Worry about yourself. And if you're judging them, they can turn right back around and judge you. Why? Because you're not perfect. You're not living a perfectly sinless, flawless life. You have your own faults. You have your own weaknesses. You have your own fleshly desires that you give in. So instead of worrying so much about the other guy, making sure the other guy's doing what he's supposed to do as far as you're concerned, just kind of worry about yourself. And that's what he's saying. If you're going to see the speck in somebody else's eye, you better turn that focus around. And when you do, you're going to see a big old log in your own eye.
Okay. And also about next month's Easter, and I'd like to contribute to the I give at Easter time too. I mean, is there going to be a problem if you all go off the air to send in a check?
Well, Mary Jo, we're not going to go off the air. I mean, we are going to continue to broadcast. We've had internal meetings and talked about if they shut down our office, which they haven't done. As a matter of fact, we kind of fit into an essential service. So we'll be able to come in and do our radio program. But if we weren't able to do it from our studios, we've already figured out a way to do it where I can do it from my house. And so we will continue to be broadcasting. We will continue to be on the air. We want to continue to be a voice of hope during this time. We want to continue to lift up the name of Jesus and connect people to his love and grace. That's our mission. That's our purpose. And
it is vital for our listeners to continue to support during this time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I was going to say, Mary Jo. We are so grateful that you are standing with us and helping us with your support so that others can hear this message of hope that that the gospel message provides.
Yeah. Okay. So I can send my check in next month.
That's exactly right. You certainly can.
Okay, great. Well, thank you all for being such a beautiful light in a dark tunnel. Mm. Happy Easter to you if I don't talk to you again. And I'll be praying for you.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Jo. We so appreciate that, and that sure means a lot to us.
It does.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Very thoughtful of Mary Jo to consider that, and so we appreciate her very much and her friendship through the years. Well, again, it's, right now about 10 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, and we would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742.
Yes, indeed, and right now we have a couple of Facebook, YouTube questions. Bob has asked this. He says this: I was trying to explain to a friend that grace is not a license to sin. How would you explain that? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great question, Bob. And certainly since the Apostle Paul and since the apostles started telling people about the good news of Jesus Christ, started talking about the grace that had been poured out on mankind through his death, burial, and resurrection, people have raised doubts and questions about the grace of God. Are you saying that we can continue to sin so that grace may abound? And every time those questions were asked of the apostles, the answer was always a resounding no. No, grace is not a license to sin. And here's the reason why. Grace is more than forgiveness of sins. Oftentimes, people just look at it as a pardon.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've been pardoned. They've been pardoned of everything. They're just free to go out and do whatever they want. But that's not what the grace of God has done in our lives. That's certainly a part of what the grace of God has done. God's grace has forgiven our sins. In him, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So certainly we do have forgiveness of sins, but we also have much more. And what the grace of God, what that much more is new life. So we were dead in trespasses and sins, but we've been made alive together with Christ. We've been saved by grace. So what does it mean to be saved by grace? It means to go from death to life in Jesus Christ. So we were dead in sins. We were controlled by the power of sin and death. That power mastered us. We were married to sin and death. But now, by the grace of God, that old relationship has been severed. And now we've been joined to another. That's Jesus Christ himself. And so we've been raised to live in the newness of life. So it's the grace of God that has severed us from that power of sin and death and has connected us to the power of Christ's resurrection life.
Yeah.
So he now is our life. We're alive in him. And it's this power of the resurrection that moves us down the path of righteousness, that teaches us to say no to worldliness and ungodliness and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not without power to live the Christian life. We have been filled with the very power of God in the person of the Holy Spirit. So we can count on the Holy Spirit doing his work in and through us, so that we can bear the fruit of his life out there in the world.
Yes,
so
indeed.
That's the fullness of this grace story. So when Paul, for example, wrote his letter to the Colossians, he said something to them. He said, I commend you for your faith, and I'm excited to hear that this gospel is bearing fruit in you, just as it's doing around the world. And that's been bearing fruit in you since you heard the truth of the fullness of God's grace.
Yeah.
So once we hear the full story of the grace of God, that it's not only a pardon for our sins, forgiveness for our sins, but it's new life in Christ Jesus, it's the gift of righteousness and the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we hear the full story, we recognize, oh no, this isn't a license to sin.
Yeah.
This is a license to live a brand new life in Jesus Christ.
Great question, Bob. Thanks for reaching out to us. We hope that's a help to you. And friends, if you have any questions you'd like to pose and can't get to us during the live broadcast, give us a call at 844-322-2742. That number is available 24 hours a day, and it's a wonderful way for you to pose that question. Be sure to leave us your first name and the area you're calling from, the city or the general area you're calling from, so we can identify you as we go on the air with your particular question.
Right. Faith is watching us on Facebook as well, and boy, she has a great question. Yeah. She says, as a registered nurse working in a hospital, what are some verses that I can lean on and remind myself? I feel very anxious going to and being at work. I really struggle there. And she says, thank you for in advance for your answer. So, Faith, first and foremost, thank you for the work that you do as a registered nurse right now. Boy, you are on the front lines of something significant that is happening in this world. And I certainly understand the anxieties that you would experience going into work each and every day. Yeah. Am I going to be protected? Will I get this virus? What happens if I do get this virus? And so there's lots of things that push the panic, push the anxiety button going on externally around you that are going to push that anxiety button in you.
Sure.
So that's just natural. So Faith, first and foremost, you're not weird. You're not, you know, your anxiety is not unusual.
No.
So don't beat yourself over the head thinking that you should be responding to this in a different way. As human beings, we're going to be anxious. We're going to worry about certain things. That's why the Bible says, don't be anxious. Why? It understands, it recognizes the fact that as humans, we're going to be anxious about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some passages that I would suggest to you. Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 4, down through verse 11, I think. So in that, it talks about rejoicing in the Lord. And I think that's one of the privileges that we have as children of God. I mean, no matter where we are, no matter what life is throwing our way, no matter what our circumstances are, we have truth that we can rejoice over. We have the truth that our sins have been forgiven, that God sees me as holy and blameless in his sight, that God has made us holy in his sight, that God has given us his very righteousness, that God has placed his spirit inside of us. So we're never alone. We have God through the spirit going with us every single day. So because of that, we can rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
We can rejoice in all circumstances. Then it goes on to say, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, let your request be known to God. And then it says, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will quiet your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So Faith, it is saying to present your requests to God with an attitude of thanksgiving. And in doing so, and with that attitude of thanksgiving, you're expressing an attitude of faith. You're saying to the Lord, I'm depending upon you. I am trusting you and entrusting myself to you in this particular situation. And that truth will calm the heart and quiet the mind. And that's what we need. We need a guard, something protecting these hearts and minds of ours. Well, it's this peace of God that passes all understanding that comes when we're trusting him.
Yeah.
So that's a great passage. And then it goes on to say, you know, think about these things. The next passage that I would suggest to you is in Colossians. It's at the end of chapter 2, starting in verse 20, and then it goes through verse 4 of chapter 3. And it really lays out the gospel message as it relates to you, that you've died in Christ, so therefore you don't have to give in to the fear and panic that's out there in the world. You don't have to, follow kind of the patterns of this world. You can entrust yourself to the Lord. And then it talks about, since you've been raised with Christ, let your mind dwell on things that are above, where Christ is. So those are two good passages. Psalm 91 is also a good passage. And also, Faith, we have a wonderful resource that we'll put in your hands free of charge. It's called The Biblical Path to Peace. And it talks about some of these passages. And you can go to our website, basicgospel.net/peace, and download this. And I think this will be a big help for you as well. But, Faith, thank you so much. I mean, thank you so much for just being there and serving the public during this particular crisis.
Yeah.
You're a real hero. I mean, a genuine hero.
Indeed.
By putting yourself on those front lines. Know that Christ, that Jesus is right there with you, and let his presence be the comfort for your heart and your soul.
Yeah. Well, Bob, as we know, this passage, Isaiah 53, is a powerful passage about foretelling the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we had a question from Don and Marietta, but we have a live call on the screen.
Yeah, he's
right
now. on the line. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey, doing fine, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic.
Well, me too. I really am. To get y'all's take on it, I hung up and listen to the answer. But Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2, I think 24 and 25, by his stripes are ye healed, spiritual or physical?
Well, Don, it's first and foremost spiritual. And, our souls were messed up by sin and death. And we were under that power, and our souls needed healing. And so that's what the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ provides for us. And that's why Peter goes on to say in verse 25 of his first letter, chapter 2, "For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." So we had missed the mark. We were trying to find life out there in the world. And the emptiness that we kept experiencing did damage to these souls of ours. And so when this gospel message hits our hearts and we see that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he was raised back to life, that does something to us on the inside. It turns our hearts toward him, away from the world, and turns our hearts toward him. And it's in that turning that our hearts are cured, that our hearts are made new in Christ Jesus, and we experience that spiritual healing. Now, Don, there is going to be a physical healing, and we are going to get brand new bodies. And so this salvation is going to be totally complete, and that's going to happen at some time in the future, that day of resurrection. But first and foremost, this good news really addresses the struggles and the sickness of our soul and heals us right there. And that's why this is such powerful good news. It punches that fear right in the gut. It casts it away so that we can be connected to the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Don, thanks for calling.
So
good
well
to hear from you.
Thank you, guys.
You are welcome.
And friends, thank you for being with us for Basic Gospel today. If you have questions or concerns, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We love hearing from you, our listeners, and overnight would be a great time to call with those questions. Again, 844-322-2742. Also, keep in mind that we have this excellent 5-CD series, The Jesus You Can Know, that Bob Christopher has produced, and we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel during the month of March. You can make your donation now or anytime at basicgospel.net, a prominent link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.